Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey friend, you are listening to the She Lives Purposely podcast with me, Megan Edmonds. If you want to be encouraged and equipped to live purposefully, to live how God calls you to live, then this show is definitely for you. I believe that you have purpose and that your purpose, like mine, is to glorify God, and love other people. Each week, we'll talk about different ways that God has called us to live purposefully, chat about Christian living, answer life and faith questions, and have some powerful conversations with my friends. All right, so let's chat. Hello, friend, and welcome back to the She Lives Purposefully podcast. My name is Megan, and I am your host for this podcast. I am so excited that you are here. I'm so stoked just to be here with you, and I hope that this episode is an encouragement for you. So it was just my birthday a couple of days ago, and I am such a big fan of birthdays. I think it's just so sweet and even important to just embrace them, feel celebrated, maybe not important. I wouldn't say, you know, it's like a must or anything like that, but I'm a big fan of birthdays. I think it's so fun to be celebrated and to take this day and just have a blast. So I think it's really sweet. And my birthday was this past week. And so I thought it would be fun for this week to do an episode on a few of the things that God has been teaching me in this past year of my life. And He is just so faithful to do that, to teach us things, to remind us of things, to walk with us through things. And so I wanted to share some of these things with you. I hope that this episode, like I said, is an encouragement for you. Before we dive in, I just would love to say, if you are not already subscribed, be sure to subscribe to the She Lives Purposely podcast, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. All right, friends, let's dive into a couple of the things. I think I have 6 things to share with you today. Okay, so the first one is that community is beyond vital. So in this past year, my husband graduated with his master's degree, which was so incredible. And I just, in this process of like earning his master's degree, I feel like we were really focusing more inward. He was really busy. So every time that we got to spend together, we were spending together. And, you know, there was just a lot going on. And so we were really focused more inward, which I think can be so important. I think that there's different seasons for different things. But we, as he graduated and, you know, was like way more freed up, he had a class on the nights that we would normally go to, different community events and things like that, and then just was like swamped with homework and things. But as he was more freed up to do different things, we would go to more community things. And that especially happened during the summer. We started attending more church services, like Wednesday nights, you know, not just like mainly Sunday mornings, things like that, which I think is really important across the board. We also started attending a home group on Monday nights that we absolutely love so much. Shout out to Dan and Becky for hosting. We love it. We love it so much. So we've been going to that. And I think in doing those things, it's just been such a reminder, even though it was something I already knew, but I guess like real life, real take reminder of how important community actually is and how important it is to gather with believers, because there's just so many millions of reasons. But you know, you get to one from like one perspective is see what gifts that the Lord has given you, because you're actually able to use them amongst believers. You're able to be encouraged and poured into, you're able to pour out, you're able to just get to know people and develop friendships. You're also able to, in getting to know people, have the ability to of people to walk alongside you in hard things, encourage you, maybe call you out, different things like that, and just iron sharpening iron. And so just that's one big thing that the Lord has really kind of reminded me of. And it's something that I've talked about for a long time, but I think just re-experiencing going from a season of more like focusing inward to just like being more involved in community has been really sweet. And just seeing again the importance of that has been huge. All right. So number two is, yes, that God is so involved in the details. If you're seeing me, I have my notes right in front of me if you're watching on Spotify or YouTube, but God is so involved in the details. He speaks to prayers so intentionally. He hears everything and cares so much. And he is a God who gives good gifts. So that could seem like a bunch of lessons, but I've summed it all up into one. There have just been multiple situations in the past year where I feel like the Lord has really met me in the details of different, either it's prayer requests or concerns or anxieties, things like that. And he is so faithful to just show up in the details of those things and to show that he cares, that he answers prayers. And it might not always be how we expect him to be in the details or how we expect him to answer prayers, but he is in those things. And even reading through Esther right now, it's just such a reminder too, that he is so in the details just of our lives, which is so cool. He's a God who actually cares, and we are just so blessed to that he is, you know, who he is, which is really sweet. Okay, this is a big one, and I'm just going to read right from my notes here for this. But number three of things that I have learned is that I am so easily self-focused when I should be God-focused. Let's see, how do I want to talk about this? So I guess, you know, let's just get vulnerable. In this past year, there has been so many cool things that have happened, specifically, you know, talking in my brain right now about She Lives Purposely. She Lives Purposely really grew in the charts on Spotify, saw a lot of cool things happen with that. And I think it became really easy to focus on that growth, focus on status, focus on those things, focus on being, you know, number 10, number 13. And not that those things are bad to be excited about, or, you know, from a, you know, even if you have your own like ministry or business from like a marketing perspective, like talk about, none of that is bad. But I think in my heart, I got so focused on those things. And it became so easy, like I mentioned, to be self-focused instead of being God-focused. So I would say probably in the fall, kind of the end of this year, he really pruned me of a lot of things that I think I was holding on to too tightly, and kind of, you know, reminded me like, okay, what are you doing this for? And are you focusing on me, or are you just focusing on the accolades and the successes or the things that I'm blessing you with? Like, do you want me or do you want the blessings, kind of thing? Is this about you or is this about me? So I think it just was such a good reminder. And so that's just a raw thing that I have learned this year. It's not a pretty one, but it's something that's really real. And I'm really thankful that the Lord was faithful to show me that and just like help me work through that. And not to say that I'm like totally selfless, you know, 100% now or anything like that. I think that we're always growing and we're always becoming more like Christ, and, you know, he'll complete the good work that he started. But I'm just glad that he revealed those things to me and is working on those things, which is really great. Okay, number four is that there is a season for slowing down, and that's not just okay, but it is good. So I actually took in the past 365 days, two different hiatuses, two sabbaticals with She Lives Purposely, which was huge. I come from a very, like, especially the few years before that, very like, what's the word? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. Hustle, like hustle culture kind of idea, where you're just like working really hard, which is a great thing. We should be working really hard, but not really giving place for rest, like working until, you know, 10 p.m. on some nights, and then just like getting up the next morning, starting at 7, ending at 10, going through like working really hard on different things. And I remember at the beginning of last year, a word that I felt like the Lord gave me for the year was rest. And so the first rest was very intentional. It was something that I decided I was going to jump into. I don't know if you remember, if you were listening to the podcast at the time. It was in June. I took off for about a month of the podcast, and marketing, things like that, just kind of took a big step back. And it was really incredible to see. And I actually saw in my own life reasons that I actually needed rest, which was really cool. The Lord like calling me to do that, me stepping into it, and then him showing me why was really amazing. And then two, just in the past couple of months, we found out, you know, you probably already know if you've been listening, but that we're pregnant, which is super exciting. And, with that, I think from a content creator, like business ministry perspective, come so many ideas for what you can do with like how you're going to share these things and episode ideas and just all of this stuff, or even real ideas and just how you want to share this excitement with the world, which I think is so fun and so sweet. I love watching all that content. But oh my gosh. And two, aside from that, right before that, I just had all these ideas for a rebrand and ways that I wanted to change things up. And the first trimester completely just wrecked me. I was exhausted all the time, napping for like 3-hour naps every single day, and it didn't help me not be tired. I couldn't work because working on the computer made me nauseous. I was nauseous all day. I was throwing up almost every single day, at least once a day. And I really felt like I just was completely wiped and I wasn't able to work. And it was this unintentional hiatus that I took where I was wanting to work. It wasn't like I was wanting to rest. And I almost felt guilty for taking this time off. Like, okay, other people do it. I should be able to do it. But I really just felt like I couldn't. And, you know, my husband is so sweet too, because he was just like reminding me over and over, like, no, you are doing so much. Like, you're growing a baby. It's like you're growing organs. You're working on all these things. So like, you know, no wonder you're so exhausted. Like, it's okay to rest and take a break. It's actually important sometimes. And so I feel like both times the Lord has been faithful to show me, like, it is okay to rest. It is important to rest. Even if you're not taking, you know, a huge month off, or in my case for the first trimester, almost 2 months off, which was so crazy to look back on and think that that even happened, that I took that much time off. But all that to say is, you know, we have the Sabbath for rest and giving that to the Lord. Like, rest is so important with the Lord, and we don't have to feel guilty for resting. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't work hard, you know, and honor the Lord with the things that he's given us. We should. We should be working hard. We see that in scripture too. But rest is really vital as well. And so that's something that I learned too, that slowing down is not just okay, but it is a good thing. All right, the next thing is that God can do abundantly more than all we can ask or think. This is something the Lord reminded me of near the end of the year as well. It was actually when I was away visiting Hope, Reagan Harris, and a bunch of sweet friends, Allison Golden, who was just on the podcast last week, and just a bunch of incredible people, to Ayana and Sarah, and just, yeah, it just was such a sweet time. Eden, like, so many incredible people, and visiting them. And I remember, I forget when it first came into my heart, just this kind of the idea and the verse that the Lord can do abundantly more than all we can ask or think. But then I remember throughout the whole weekend, it was just reiterated over and over again. I remember specifically Sarah Hallis talking about that with her own testimony and just kind of reiterating that verse. And I really felt like it was something the Lord was speaking to me. And it really just has kind of shifted my perspective on how to pray, how to expect things from the Lord, and, you know, not in a prosperity kind of way or demanding kind of way, because the Lord is going to do what he is going to do. And he absolutely knows best, and the way that he does more than we can ask or think is not always what we expect necessarily or how we imagine it to be. But all that to say is that he can do more than we abundantly ask or think. And his heart is for us. And so it has kind of shifted my whole perspective on it. You might have seen it before, I think, especially in our video where we announced the pregnancy. You can see we have it up on a board, that verse. And that's kind of become my verse of the year. So that's been a big one as well. All right. And then the last thing that I want to share with you guys is something that the Lord has taught me in this past year, is this. Life is unexpected and it can be tough. There are and can be things that we don't feel able to handle on our own, or that we just don't understand. But here is one thing: God is with me in it all. And I'm just going to read through some of the notes that I have here from that. This means that, one, I am not going it alone. No matter what you are going through, friend, you are not going through it alone. This also means that the one God who knows all and holds all together is with me through it all, which is such a comfort. And then it also means this: the one that I trust my everything with goes before me and already knew everything that I will wrestle with. So I just think that that's such an encouragement. One, that I'm not going it alone. Two, that he knows it all and he holds it all together, and he is the one who is with me. This is the God who is by my side, going before me, behind me, and all around me. And then three is that the one that I'm trusting everything with, because we can't trust ourselves, we can't control all things, we have to cast that on the Lord. He goes before me and he already knew everything that I was going to walk through. Whether it's good or hard, whether it's unexpected or totally what we were anticipating, he already knew. And so all of that to say, yeah, the Lord is with us in it all. Friend, I hope that was an encouragement for you today. These are just some of the things that the Lord has been showing me. I would love to know too, whether it's, you know, YouTube comment, Spotify comment, whatever it is, what's something that the Lord has been showing you in this past year, past couple months, whatever it may be, maybe just recently. I think it can be so sweet too. Just kind of share those things as a refresher for ourselves and reminder for ourselves what the Lord wants to show us, but also to encourage one another with. So I do hope that this was encouraging for you. We are not doing a Dear Meg segment today, but we will be next week. So stay tuned. Next week, we have a really cool episode just basically talking about purpose, and I'm really excited for it. I mean, this is the She Lives Purposely podcast, and we're going to be talking about purpose, what that means big picture, but also what that can mean specifically for you. So that's something you definitely don't want to miss. Friend, I love you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Live for Jesus and live purposefully.